Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. All right, so biggest game in Caps franchise history.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah, I actually rested up a little bit last night. I watched the first half of the NBA Finals, and I said, you know what? I think Golden State, even though they were down, they're within striking distance. They'll be fine. It'll probably be over. And if I wake up and Cleveland won, big deal, I'll watch the next one. It'd be 2-1. It's 3-0. So I actually went to bed at a relatively decent hour, right around 10:15 or so. And EB said he was up till 1. But what Cakes did, it's unbelievable to me.
Well, last night was a Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month.
So I can't wait to hear about
that. That means the Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor.
Right.
So I got knocked out of that tournament at about 10:30.
Are you noticing the same people participating in the Cakes Classic now?
There's a lot of familiar faces.
Are you dapping up the same guys?
Yeah, there's some of that, which is good. It's good to have repeat customers. It's good to have people that keep coming back to the event.
Now, so this tournament started at what, 7?
7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
Are there some that are Junkies listeners that wouldn't normally be at MGM on a Wednesday night?
Probably.
That are making it kind of a regular habit, or are most of the participants just the degens that are there and realize there's a poker tournament?
I think it's a mix. I think it's probably a coin flip mix. There are definitely some Junkies marks there, and then there's some other donks that I know don't listen to the show that are just trying to scoop my $300 bounty.
And my guess is...
I know that for a fact.
Yeah. This is an educated guess.
Yeah.
Not a lot of women in the tournament.
At the table when I was eliminated, there was one woman at the table.
But that's the nature of poker.
But the first table, no women.
Right.
There are more women dealers, but actual players, few and far between.
Right.
But like EB said, that goes for the whole of the poker
room. I get
room.
It. Mm-hmm.
So I get eliminated at 10:30. I'm chasing a flush draw. I'm either trying to double or triple up or get knocked out at that point. Because I know that I can still kind of dabble with the cash game. Because I'm sleeping here at the station.
You had made that decision.
I brought my pillow. I brought a sheet. I brought a change of clothes.
A sheet.
He made that decision days ago.
Well, I need a sheet because I have to have something over top of me when I'm sleeping.
I know.
Of course you do.
Yeah,
Why not
a blanket?
When it freeze?
I don't need a blanket. Why would I have a blanket? So I'm roasting? Why would I do that?
I would like a blanket. Yeah,
that's craziness. That's crazy talk. So I'm like, okay, 10:30. I'm definitely going to play cash game. Saunter over. Get a seat at the 1-3. Saddle up. Within half an hour, I'm up $250.
Nice.
Oh, this is a pretty good run. This
is
like
11:15.
So I grind up a little more till about midnight. I'm up about 350. Right. I'm like, I have to leave. This is a good session.
Uh-oh, you didn't say one more hand.
I gotta leave.
Midnight.
It wasn't one more hand, but it's just like I'll stay a little bit longer.
By the way, weren't you tired?
Of course I was tired. Oh. But I'm running
but
out of adrenaline.
Also, he's also riding high, up 300.
I'm doing well, and I have a little touch of Rom. We all know Rom. No win is big enough. He has to get more, and I was feeling a little bit of that.
You've got the addiction.
I was feeling a little sassy at that point. So it's midnight.
I get it.
I'm like, I'm going to leave in the next half hour. So then,
Give us the fatal hand.
I get dealt pocket fours.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in middle position.
How many people are at the table? Full table.
Full table.
Right.
I get dealt.
So you're
pocket
sitting
fours.
There with, by the way, just so people know, you're sitting with about 600 in front of you. Ish.
Yeah, 600, maybe 620, something
okay.
like that.
Yeah.
So I get pocket fours, just limp. I'm not going to raise the pocket fours, but I'll see a flop with it, and I'll certainly limp in and not raise the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like two other people in the pot. Pot isn't big at this point. Flop comes down, 10 of diamonds, 5 of hearts, 4 of diamonds.
All right.
So I flop a set. I'm like, all right, your boy Flakes is officially in business.
What was it? It's 10, 4, and...
10 of diamonds.
Now, you don't have a full house.
I don't have a full house.
No. Got you.
10D, 4D, and what?
And 5 of hearts.
Okay, 5 hearts. All right.
Nice. You got a diamond flush draw. You got a sweat.
So I bet the one guy just smooth calls, other guy folds. So now we're heads up. Turn comes 8 of hearts.
All right.
8 of hearts. I'm like, all right, you know, there's two hearts out, there's two diamonds. Not a lot of draws. I still feel good about my hand. I bet he smooth calls.
Mm-hmm.
River.
Diamond or heart?
Four of hearts.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Runner, hearts.
Yeah, but it's the four of hearts.
He's got four. Right, he's got quads.
I have quads. Yeah. And I see the card come out. I see just the magic card hit the felt.
Yeah. When people get quads, do they stand up and flex their legs?
I probably should have. I probably should have at that point.
Case, did you have movement?
There was a little bit of movement, and I did something I hate to do. I generally try to commit the cards I have to memory so I don't check them throughout the hand. Because I don't want to give away.
That was such a big one. You had
to
double.
I don't want to give away anything.
He's kidding.
Well, he couldn't believe it. That was such a big one.
My cards.
By the way, I'm not going to say anything. I already know what the other guy has.
My cards are in front of me.
But what was? How much money is in the pot right now?
I mean, at this point, the pot is probably it's not huge. It's I don't know. It's 130.
Okay.
135.
Right
bucks.
Now, that's before your next bet. Okay.
So I see the card. And then I look down at my cards.
You got an instant chub.
And I pick up the edges of my cards. I'm like, okay, there's one four there, and there's another four, and there are two fours on the board. By my math, that's quads. So I just look at it and go, all right, I'm not going to shove in my whole stack and look too giddy. I shove in $125 or $150. He Hollywoods for, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds.
Why would he do that?
And then he ships his whole stack
in. Does he also look down at his cards to check?
He didn't.
He didn't go, ooh!
He did not.
I already know what he has, and I'm so bitter. Go ahead.
I have him covered, so I have more chips than him. So he gets his chips in, and I can't wait. I can't get my chips in fast enough.
Can't wait to flip over your silly
I shove my chips in. I go, I've got quads. He goes, I have a straight flush.
He's got 6-7 hearts.
And for a fleeting second, I thought to myself, I said, I just hit the bad beat jackpot.
Right.
I said, this is Nirvana.
Was the table going crazy?
This is why I play the game, to hit the bad beat jackpot. And for a second, I thought it happened until the dealer said, that's not bad beat eligible.
How?
You need quad sevens or higher.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's ridiculous.
It's the house rule.
Any quad should be eligible.
Quad fours, not eligible. If you're a quad sevens
any quad.
His whole stack.
I lost track.
But
500,
any quad that loses to a straight flush should be bad beat.
No, but I've heard that before. A lot of times at casinos, it's quads of blank or higher.
Right, because they don't want to give away any money.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
So,
I mean, how much money's in the pot?
I mean,
whatever that guy had,
he still had 200, 270, like he had 375 left, and I had him covered. So he hoovered everything. Everything, he just vacuumed it all over to him.
So it was about 900 in the pot? Something like that.
Roughly. Somewhere in that range.
So instead of leaving at midnight, which still would have been late, maximum 4.5-5 hours of sleep,
right?
You left at 1 a.m. or so, and you lost all the money, which you were up.
Lost it all, and most of my buy-in.
Yeah.
And I missed out on an $81,000 bad beat jackpot, 40% of which would have gone to your boy Flakes had I had quad sevens.
But when
or
you first saw him flip his 6-7 hearts.
I'll be honest, I saw hearts, but I didn't look. He said
he
I
didn't
had a straight
flush.
I didn't even consider that I had a hand that was vulnerable. Losing.
Right. So you thought you would won.
He had the nut.
It's one of the biggest rookie mistakes ever that I was concentrating more on my hand instead of what he might have been holding. But I never considered for a millisecond that he had me beat.
Right, because you wait all day to get that type of hand.
You wait years for a hand like that.
Well, so do you. So does the other guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's the only hand to beat you.
Yeah.
The only two cards he could have to beat you is 6-7.
Correct.
So he had a 6-7. What was on the board?
Four, five, eight.
Okay.
So
your boy.
I would have instantly thought when he said I got straight flush. I would instantly thought I was rich, as you.
Right.
Because I would have said, "Oh, that's a bad beat."
That's about 32K coming my way if I hit 32K.
So what's your move right after that?
Oh, that's a walk of shame.
That's leave. That's
do you leave? Do you?
But, well. Do you
say good hand?
No, he scoops his chips. I said, well, that's a tragic, that's a Travis Sham mockery, what just happened. I need to take a picture of it. And the dealer felt terrible. And I mean, I'm not going to blame the dealer. It's just luck of the cards, whatever. And I said, I need to at least take a picture of it because, I mean, I've never seen, it's That's a monstrosity which just happened.
Take a picture.
He says, well, we're technically not supposed to let you. He's like, but go ahead. I mean, he just felt bad. Like,
right.
You know, lightning struck the table.
So what do you do with that picture? He's going to look at it the rest of your life?
Well, I just put it on Twitter.
He tweets it.
$10. So then I'm just sitting there like I've just been running by a truck. And then one of the pit bosses comes over, breaks up the table. Everybody leaves.
Well, that's perfect time.
And
get the hell out of Dodge.
I was just sitting there with a few nubs, chips left. And I just said, well, that's officially the end of my evening. through the last few chips I had in my bag and left.
That is the worst luck.
What?
Valdez, that's the equivalent of, you know, for sports gamble, that's equivalent of a Hail Mary beating you.
Basically, yes.
Or like a walk-off Grand Slam to beat you. I mean,
one card in the deck beats me.
I can't believe he pulled it.
One.
And so you get back to the station because you decided you were going to sleep at the station with your sheet.
Mm-hmm. And my pillow.
What time?
Well, I pulled into the Homewood Suites at around 12:30, and I said, well, there's no chance I'm going straight to sleep after the battering I just took. So I went to the Big Stick.
Yeah, he needed a beer so bad after that.
So I just pulled up a spot in the Big Stick. There was a hammered dude out in front. I thought he was going to wander into traffic. Yeah. I told the bouncer, I was like, you might want to check on that guy because he is in a bad way. He was nearly stumbling into the street right in front of Homewood Suites.
Right. You wish that was you.
It felt like me. I saw him. I said, I can relate to
you, my
friend.
He went to the Big Stick after the Big Sick, getting bad beaten like that.
When you drop off your car at Homewood Suites, and three of us valet over at Homewood Suites,
we do,
they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I guess it was probably the same person that usually
I don't
deal
know the
with at 5 in the morning.
He came up to me, and he looked at me. He kind of gave me he kind of arched his eyebrow. He goes, I wasn't expecting to see you here now. You're awfully early. I said, well, I was at MGM. Didn't go into the bad beat story. I was just playing poker, and it's easier to sleep here. And then I went to the Big Stick, and I guzzled two beers, and I
left.
Two. I needed two at that point.
You needed two to go.
Was there anybody at the Big Stick?
Big Stick was pretty packed, and this is it. This is at 12:45
on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday,
were they watching the Hoops game? Or the Hoops game was gone?
They were watching the Hoops. No, the Hoops game was still on.
It had to be over.
It was probably done.
It was post game
coverage. It had to be over.
The Nats had been done for like 8 hours,
yeah.
And there was still a boatload of people.
Yeah, but think about all the people that live down here now. A lot of drunks.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, young people.
Yeah.
There was one drunk that came up to me. He had a Caps Conference Champs lid. Caps everything. He's like, I'm the biggest Caps fan of all time. I was like, that good for you. Now leave me alone. Let me wallow in my misery. So that was my evening. It was pretty fun. It's pretty great.
Man. Cakes Classic. Got to be there. First Wednesday of every
you
month.
You can laugh
MGM
about
National
it now.
I can laugh.
Well, that would ruin my
what can
month.
I do? The dealer said to me, he's like, wow, you actually took that pretty well. I was like, well.
What are you going to do?
I was like, am I going to just start
pound
throwing cards
table?
Or you know, throwing chips everywhere? Like,
what was
what
the
do?
Bigger sinking feeling? Losing the hand or losing the fact that you weren't going to hit the bad beat jackpot?
Oh, the latter.
The bad beat jackpot. So you really thought you were winning that bad beat jackpot.
But not for long. Because like 1 second after all the cards were flipped, the dealer said, not bad beat eligible. And inside I was going, what? Why not? So that was my evening in a nutshell.
Johnny K.
It was no bueno. I saw that four. I thought I was bulletproof.
Well, you deserve to have a better night tonight then.
I hope the hockey gods are looking out for me after last night. Because the poker gods were not. Mm. They were not on my side.
Anything? All right. Coming up next, let's open up the Junkie Sports page because we will be talking a lot of Caps throughout the show. Alan May is going to join us coming up at 8:20. We'll get his insight on Game 5. He's in Vegas. John Walton, the voice of the Caps, is going to join us coming up at 9:20. But the Nationals did get a nice win yesterday. Their offense came alive. We were kind of criticizing the offense yesterday. They actually erupted for, I believe, 15 hits.
How'd that bullpenning bit work out?
Didn't.
How do you think?
Exactly.
Yeah. Not very well for the Rays.
I don't think much works out for the Rays. Does anything work out for the Rays?
Their record's actually better than
they're close to 500-ish, right? They're not that far off.
Better than the god-awful Orioles.
Yeah, so we'll get
maybe
into
the Orioles should bullpen it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like touching the people and getting the vibe of where they're going to be and how they're consuming the Caps game tonight in what could be a historic night for the Washington Capitals, a chance to win their first ever Stanley Cup.
You like touching the people?
I do like touching the people, getting the pulse of the people.
I also like walking into the break room and having Cakes walk up to me and whisper, "You don't know who that is." And I look over at the couch, and then as soon as he said it, it registered with me. Because right. I saw him at a corner of my eye, yeah. But I knew instantly.
Right.
He said, "Bismarcky."
Yeah. Did you catch a case of the vapors?
Now, here's the thing.
Not the vapors, JP, the vapors. You can't pronounce the R.
Here's the thing. I've wanted Bismarcky on this show for 20 years.
We all have.
He lives in Bowie. At least he used to at one point. I'm sure he's doing a hit or something with PGC. Can you find the spring again? Can you please look up Bismarcky? Find that. We gotta get Biz in here.
Yeah,
I mean,
is Biz a Caps fan? He's probably a Caps fan.
Gotta be.
He's a local guy.
He's gotta be. You say he's but I've wanted. We've all wanted Biz to come to some of our parties. Like we've thrown this out there. We invited him to Biz for years. He's literally 20 feet away from us.
He's a rap icon here locally.
Yeah,
I think around the country.
Yeah, it probably is. You're right.
I mean, he's instantly recognizable. Jason asked, "Are
he
you
still
sure
looks
it's him?"
The same.
And I said, "I would bet my entire."
Well, I just haven't seen him in a while. He's obviously older. Yeah.
His face was
familiar, but I couldn't put the face with the name.
No. Bismarcky is sitting 20 feet away from us, and I'm losing it.
You're losing your mind.
I'm losing it. We got to get Biz in here. So, Drabby, go do your magic. You got to talk to his people, and we got to get Biz in.
Get his prediction on the game tonight. Hey. Caps Golden Knights.
Can you play the vapors? I think he kind of pronounces vapors.
I don't know. What do I know about? I'm a rap expert. Are you
Valdez kidding? Has no idea what you're talking about. You're gonna have to tell him.
Sorry, I was talking with Drabs.
Yeah,
it's the vape. I like vapor. I love all those songs, but vapor is my favorite.
All right, let's battle these calls. A lot of people are chiming in.
Look who's calling in.
Oh, Steve Sands is calling in
for a little prediction. He's one of the biggest Caps fans I know.
Steve.
Well, this could be history. He
and
grew
by the
up
way,
here.
Steve Sands thinks I'm a bandwagon Caps fan, but we can get into that.
Steve, been a Caps fan for years.
Mr. Sands.
I don't think you're a Caps bandwagon guy. I know you're a Caps bandwagon.
There's a playoff guy. A playoff guy.
Can't you be accepting of that? What's wrong with that?
There's no one who I know who I consider a friend, and I consider Jason a good friend, who is more negative over the years about the Caps and who's now all of a sudden celebrating their success. One win to go, man.
First of all, I'm not celebrating anything.
We're not lifting the cup just yet.
Exactly. I'm not celebrating anything. Just because I'm negative doesn't mean I'm
a
bandwagon.
He's negative about everything.
You
in
realize
his life.
Exactly.
He called in during his vacation week, which he never does. A few weeks ago, to say that we all know that the Caps were going to blow it in Game 7 against Tampa.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah. I got a few of those texts as well.
How are you feeling?
The altitude is no good up there where he's standing. It's
yeah.
It's just bad. There's not enough oxygen up there.
Whatever.
Steve, I saw you in the bottleneck trying to get out of game 4. You were about 10 feet in front of me trying to get to the escalator, but I didn't want to bother you because I've only met you in person once, and I didn't want to be like, it's Cakes from the Junkies. You probably don't remember me. You were there with your kids and your wife. I didn't want to ruin,
now you're respectful.
I didn't
you
want
let
to
have
ruin your Caps moment, but I saw you at game 4.
First of all, that's insane. Of course I'd remember you. And second of all, you never bother me. Are you kidding me? I mean, you act like I'm Scott Van Pelt or something. Six with a shaved head. I mean, I'm 5'11". And nobody knows who I am unless they look at me.
Next time I will reach out.
He's just saying you're very unapproachable.
So where are you going to be?
Please, next time you see me, say hello.
Oh, I will.
Is he at the event? Are you at the event this week? Like, where are you today?
You in Memphis?
I am. No, I'm currently laying in bed watching television.
Sweet. It's the best part of
you know what? You know what stinks is that I get, on 642 on DirecTV, what do they call it? Comcast Sports, and NBC Washington, whatever they call it. And you guys, it's such a tease that, like, I see you in the menu, but I can't watch you from outside the
door. I know, in other markets, it's so weird. I don't know why.
It drives me crazy, man.
I know.
I want to watch you guys and listen to you guys every single day, especially during runs like this, man.
Right. How are you
feeling?
By the way,
the other night, yes, you tell me, aside from the Skins-Dallas NFC Championship game at RFK, And maybe the Darryl Green breaking up the Darren Nelson pass in the championship game against the Vikings. There's never been in our city, the city we love, the sports teams we adore, that we've grown up with, there's never been a better moment in D.C. sports than game four the other night.
That was really cool.
Unbelievable.
The scenes in the arena, right around the arena, in the streets surrounding Capital One Arena are amazing.
Incredible. Just an incredible atmosphere. What a night. Just amazing. We stayed. You know, my parents live out in Rockville now. I grew up in D.C. My parents live out in Rockville now. And we ended up staying at a hotel downtown because with a late puck drop, it didn't make any sense to fly out in the morning and go all the way back out to Rockville, you know, after the game at midnight or 12:30, whenever you're going to go. And just walking the seven blocks to the hotel, Everybody's just screaming and yelling and having a good time. I mean, it was fantastic, man. What a great, great night.
All right, Sanzi, how are you feeling about tonight?
I think the Caps are going to win.
No, we all do.
Shocker.
I know.
Shocker.
I do. I think the Caps are going to win. I think I talked to a couple guys. You guys, I'm not name dropping. I know a couple guys on the team, and they were telling me after the win the other night, there was no celebration. Mm-hmm. It was business as usual. They opened the doors to the media after 10 or 15 minutes, whatever the cool down period is in the NHL, and everybody just chatted with the guys. The locker room then closed. Everybody went home to get on the plane the next day. It was very businesslike. And I think the Caps have figured out what the best formula is, and I think they're going to give a huge effort. Vegas is going to push hard early tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I think if the Caps score first, that would be massive just to kind of let the air out of the building a little bit. But it's going to be tough, but I think the Caps are going to win. I think the Caps are better.
Come on, tell me. Who were you talking to? Was it Obachensky?
No, stop. No. Well, unlike you.
Who was it?
I don't drop names. It doesn't matter.
You kind of did. You said, I know a couple guys on the team. That's kind of like dropping names.
No, never. Never. I didn't say I was friends with them or anything like that. I just said I know them.
All right.
What do you guys think? You guys think we're going to win?
You don't want to ask me.
We're going to win.
You don't want to ask me. Hey, Sanzi, we got to
go. I do want to ask you. I want you to think we're going to lose. That's the beauty of you is the negativity seeps through all the way in full circle.
It does.
Positivity.
Correct.
Steve, hold on. Can we call Steve back?
Steve, do you have a question for Biz Markie? Because he's just walked into the studio.
Biz Markie just walked in. We got some Steve Sands.
The Oh Baby You guy?
Yes, of course.
My kids love that song, man. When I play that song, I've got it on my thing. When I play that song in the car, they go crazy. They love that song.
All right, he's trying to put his headphones on right now.
It's a great tune.
Biz, what's up, dude? We've been trying to get you on the show for 20 years. Let's call him back.
All right, bud.
I'm serious. We had gigs. We go, this is perfect. We should get Biz out there.
We've tried to reach out to you, man.
Yeah, many, many times. Are you still in the Bowie area, PG County area?
Yeah, I'm in Bowie, yeah.
Look at that.
It's unbelievable.
Right in our backyard.
I'm going to shake your hand. I'm a huge fan.
Welcome.
How are you, brother?
Rap royalty, Biz Markie with us.
Are you following this whole Caps thing?
Oh, yeah. I like Ovechkin, so.
Well, who doesn't? Everybody loves Ovi.
Now, why are you here in the building? I assume you're doing something with PGC today?
Yeah, we got to do a PGC birthday bash next Thursday, so it's all of us performing. So.
I gotcha.
Who's
at this hour?
7 in the morning.
Yeah. Right. Who's performing with you? Do you know who else?
It's Kid and Play. Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, my God.
DJ Kool and EU.
Big Daddy, is it? Where is that? Where is that going to be?
That's a smash lineup.
At 9:30 Club.
Oh, we got to go.
Big Daddy's like my hero. I just need Rakim and then I'm there.
Oh, all right, yeah. This is a dangerous question. Biz Markie, have you ever heard of the Junkies?
Oh, don't do that. Why would you do
that?
Oh,
yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Why would you do that?
I was supposed to come on here like about 4 years ago.
Yes! Yeah. We've been trying to get you on for years.
But I was flying in, and my flight was delayed.
Right.
I was supposed to be here, yeah.
Right.
So you do still live in the D.C. area? Or?
Yeah, I live in Bowie.
Oh, you still do? Lives in Bowie.
Wow. How great
is that? Do people recognize you everywhere you go?
Everywhere.
Right?
I'm like
you don't go
Barney
to Three Brothers, do you? You don't just hang out at like Three Brothers.
What's your spot? Give us your Bowie spots. Huh? Where do you go? Where's your Bowie spot? What's the crab place we could say?
Jerry's.
Jerry's. You ever go to Jerry's?
I go there to get the soup, but I got to go in and go out because if I can't eat.
You can't hang.
Right. You can't hang because you just get mobbed.
But they say, well, you know, they're nice with it, but
yeah. Well, the chain that says "biz" isn't helping. Everybody knows.
Oh my god! I can't believe we finally got a business studio.
For two white guys, we were wondering: is it vapors or cakes? Give us your pronunciation.
Vapors.
Vapors.
See, I'm more on business side.
I'll give it to you.
Hey, yeah. did you write all of your songs?
I had help, but I created everything else. You know what I mean? Because at the time, I'm working on my album. I'm working on Kane's album. I'm working on a whole bunch of everybody else's albums.
So. Right. So you actually, but you wrote Vapors.
I wrote that too. Ugh. Everybody told me not to make that record. It was garbage.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you license this out? So many products probably use this song.
All my peers said it was not going to be a good record.
Where was that video film? Was that up in New York?
That was at Old Westbury College.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Long Island.
You grew up in Long Island.
Patcho.
And how did you get into the whole rap scene?
I'm one of the creators of the beatbox.
That's sick. Skill and a talent.
So you were doing that when the first guys were doing it, or were you? You think
me?
You were
like me, Dougie. Dougie was from New York. I was from Long Island. So being from Long Island is like being from Charles County, and trying to make up something in go-go, but right. You'll never get that recognition because you're from.
Because you're from Waldorf,
right?
Yeah, Waldorf.
Right. So did you guys have battles and that whole kind of thing?
I mean, I battle people. Me and Dougie never battle. We boys, but
right.
I battled a lot of people. I ain't never lose. I like the Dolphins, 72 Dolphins.
Now, undefeated.
Now, Dougie Fresh was tight with Slick Rick back in the day, right?
But I knew Dougie before Dougie knew Slick Rick.
What are those guys doing now?
Oh, yeah, they work.
They're
working.
They're working, right?
Don't think we ain't working. We're the new Gladys Knights. we're the new Rolling Stones.
Were you filthy rich at one point in your life?
I mean, I'm kind of like that.
Still there.
Now.
Still there. Yeah, yeah.
You forget I had Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, Yo Gabba. You were in on that? Yeah. That was your bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you produce a lot of songs for the guys too?
Like, Oh, yeah.
Give me some of the songs you produced that we might not even realize. For what artists?
Big Daddy Kane.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Big Daddy Kane was a huge.
Well, sound like he's about to say
I started Big Daddy Kane, huh?
Right? You worked with the EPMD?
Yeah, I work with them. I work with a lot of people underneath, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Did you like those guys? Generally like them?
Since I was older than everybody, I was like, they were like my little brothers, like kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
How much did Heineken pay you for the spot?
I can't tell you. I had a lot of money.
Look at that spot.
I never have to eat dog food. That's all we got to remember.
Was that the
my
best
steak got potatoes,
life?
Huh?
Best payday of your life?
Nah. Gabba Gabba.
He's made a lot of cash.
That's crazy. And then you could still tour the country. I tour
the country since 1984. I do 250 to 300 days a year.
That's unbelievable.
Mm.
That's great. Because
I got just a friend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Plus I DJ, so
right.
It's like doing both.
Do you DJ in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh.
All the big spots?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, he gets paid.
We actually grew up in Bowie. So how does Biz Markie, one of our rap idols, end up in Bowie?
What happened was in like 90, 91,
not living in the P section.
No, I understand.
The thing is, in 90, 91, I got bored with rap at that time.
Right.
You know, that was the time with MC Hammer and everybody.
Yeah. Me too.
You got bored with
it too. I got bored with rap, and then I taught myself how to DJ, so I started coming out here to do all the colleges.
Right.
Like from Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Virginia. So the only thing I would do is go back home to come back out.
Right.
So I just moved out here, and I just loved Maryland.
Right.
Hey, I think he's got to go. He's got to go to PGC.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Hey,
what they said?
They
said, get Biz over here now.
We stole their guest. Right. Hey,
well, I come back.
Hey, come back anytime, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Awesome. Really nice to meet
Thanks,
you.
All right, fellas.
Appreciate we got to do some gig with Biz.
We got to take a picture with Biz.
Yeah, we got to take a picture.
Oh, come on.
All right, let's do it right. We'll go to break.
Go to break.
We'll
come back.
That's what the Wizards did on that old school rap night.
They right, had a they performance had all those guys out
where,
there.
Yeah, for a Wizard's Hang Time, they do that show with Travis Thomas. We were set to interview, I believe, Big Daddy Kane, and then we scrambled and had one of the other guys on the show. But it was right. like Big Daddy Kane, Dougie Fresh. I think all the same guys. I think they tore together. I don't know if Kid and Play were part of that one. Did Kid and Play have a silly? Did they really have? I can't even remember.
I don't know their discography.
They were almost more in that MC Hammer vein.
Yeah, they're a little cheesy.
Yeah, yeah. They had
Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody. Is that the name of that song?
I can't remember. But, I mean, they definitely had songs they played at the Cellar
nothing that compares to what Biz and what Big Daddy had.
Literally, if Big Daddy Kane came in here, I would lose my mind. It's pretty close to it.
That's the way I would be with EPMD or Rakim.
Right.
For me, on par is best overall. Or Cube.
This is crazy.
And my favorite at the time. I think they get disrespected. You never bring them up. Chuck D and Public Enemy. Different sound.
No, yeah. I liked
they
them.
They were great.
I liked them, but didn't love them.
They were
didn't
fine.
Didn't like the sound as much as I liked EPMD sound.
They're always so angry. But I liked them.
They're very militant.
I definitely liked them.
I mean, so what you're saying to me is like top three rap song of all time. Just the beat and the lyrics just get sized.
We just blew off Steve Sands for Biz.
I need to apologize.
I text him. He says all good. Yeah. He understands. He loves Biz.
But you know what? It wasn't like he was a scheduled guest. He's just calling in.
No, I know. But I mean, it was a little disrespectful. I love Steve.
Yep.
But that was a 1 in 20 year thing. We've been literally for 20 years.
No, he understood.
Been trying to get that dude. He even mentioned it.
He understood.
He even said, I was supposed to do the show 4 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, you were.
I guess his flight got delayed. Never got back to us.
Now, Drabby, give us an update because, May Day's out in Vegas, and we had an issue last week where he didn't answer his phone. He thought he was going to come on at 8:20 Vegas time. What's going on?
I just think he's sleeping. I don't want to keep calling him. It's not that big of a deal. But I do got to give Adam props.
Because he's the one that went up there.
He went over there.
Adam Epstein
booked Biz Markie on the show.
Nice.
Okay.
Good get,
now, you're giving him props now. Earlier in the show, you said we were going to have to devote a segment and you're going to rip him because he secured some Kava cards.
That doesn't mean that we can't still do that.
Yeah, what's going on with the Kava? Thank you very much, Kava. Whoever is supplying this card, but this apparently isn't our usual go-to.
We got a Kava person that sends us like 100.
That's Mark.
Right.
That's
so
Mark.
We're so jaded and spoiled. That when a guy
Mark
sends
L?
A, yeah, I'm not sure okay. how to pronounce his last name.
When a guy sends us 8 gift cards, right. everyone goes,
because it's like an outreach man.
That's how spoiled we are. Yeah. We're waiting for the 100.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but the last few weeks, Adam's been bragging that he knows the Kava guy.
Right.
Right? And Jason used to send him, but we hadn't got him in a
he
while.
He may know
so.
A Kava guy. Now, he doesn't know the Kava guy.
This is what A-Wad has done. This reminds me of years ago, our guy Joe from WWE.
Yeah.
Would always hook us with tickets, right?
Joe's
if we
a
ever
good
wanted
dude.
To go. And he would hook us with guests.
Joe
Over
Palkowski.
The years, we've had different WWE stars on the show. It's been a while for us, but we've had, the Big Show in studio or John Cena in studio, and that was always through Joe. And we give away great tickets for their events. Well, Horsey, our buddy Horsey is a big WWE fan. So
biggest mark ever.
Years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. He says, hey, I know you got your guy Joe's a big WWE guy. He's like, could you get me tickets for WrestleMania or whatever it was?
Right.
And I hooked him with tickets through Joe.
Right.
Joe hooked him with tickets. Well, then Horsey just took it to the next level and just started contacting Joe directly.
I mean, that's just.
And I think that's what A-Wad is doing. Like, he's seeing what the junkies are able to do, and then he's weaved his way in.
I think he's trying to be important and help out. So he was like, no, I got this, guys. I got the Kava relationship.
I've met the guy. I got it. Yeah. Don't worry.
And he's been bragging for a week. It's in the mail. The package is coming, guys. Right. Get ready
so
for
you're
Kava.
Waiting for a brick.
Yeah. I think a kilo of cocaine of Kava cards.
Right.
I think Adam uses Kava cards just as much as EB, too. So I think he's there.
Really?
There
well, I don't blame
once a day
him. He has no money.
I just get sites for free. And it's silly.
And it's good.
It's silly.
Yeah, it's good food, too.
Yeah. I mean, I got my order down.
I've been giving Kava IOUs to Adam for weeks now.
Yeah.
Because he blew through them all.
Right.
So I needed this shipment, too.
Yeah.
Right. And the Kava cards come today, and there's a total of 8.
Right. Right.
I mean, which well, I guarantee you, nice.
I guarantee you, this gets back to Mark L. It'll get back to Mark L, and there'll be a shipment of just, about 800.
We've got a custom.
Can you send a shoebox full?
Ship it.
We've got accustomed to a style of living with Kala.
and this is below our standards.
I bet you we're going to get a gift package that looks like the top set of 1987.
It looks like Donruss.
It would be 792 cards.
They're all yellow.
You watch.
Every last one of them.
You watch. It'll happen.
All right.
See how giddy we get for free?
Right. You know, we are white trash at our core. Yeah. That's all.
My wife just got a Kava next to her work. And she's been on my ass for about two weeks.
She wants some cards.
For 2 weeks.
All right. Let's buy out these calls.
We're so jaded. Yesterday,
so jaded.
I walked over to Chopped in my neighborhood and got hooked. Silly.
Good.
Thank you. It's good to have connections.
Daughter loves
That's
Chopped.
All.
Loves Chopped.
It's a beautiful thing.
I actually threw this out on Twitter to Chick Hernandez. Chick Hernandez made an announcement that he was moving on from NBC Sports Washington earlier this week, and we've had a relationship with him on the show for years. Yep. And I was like, you know, he'll be fine. He's super talented. I'm sure he'll land somewhere else. But I was like, you're welcome to join us for a drinking show if the Caps win it.
Ooh, that's
Should
a good
we
point.
Do a drinking show if the Caps win the cup?
Maybe not full on
drinking day?
Show, but I mean, we
tomorrow.
I mean, we have to have like we're gonna pop shit. We're gonna pop bottles if the Caps win. I mean.
Yeah, we'll
there's
pop
no
bottles.
Doubt
I can't.
We're doing
I don't want to do a whole thing.
I mean, it's not going to be the point. Like I'm getting a ride down.
Right, right. I mean, I got heartburn. I've been drinking too much anyway.
We're going to drink if the Caps win. Celebratory cocktail. We're drinking some bubbly tomorrow. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I'm down with that. But I don't think I can do 4 hours of drinking. No. My body can't handle
nothing crazy.
It.
We're not going to do shots and stuff.
No.
I mean, I'm currently on a nice, you know, whatever protocol of Prilosec right now.
Oh my god!
It happens as you get older, man.
My heartburn has been outrageous lately.
Have you been also eating like a lot of fried food?
Not fried foods, but a lot of sweets and citric acid and caffeine, and yeah, pretty much everything bad.
All right, let's get back to the Stanley Cup Final Game 5 tonight, which of course you can listen to right here on 106.7 The Fan. All your pregame, all your postgame. I think we're doing an all nighter.
Yep.
Pete Medhurst taking calls all night until we sign back on at 6 in the morning, and the voice of the Caps is John Walton. He's presented by Dominion Jewelers. Custom engagement rings and jewelry in the heart of Falls Church. They make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com. It's a big if, but if they're able to win the Stanley Cup tonight, and after everything winds down, what will John Walton do, let's say, an hour and a half after the game, 2 hours after the game?
Wow. In Las Vegas, an hour and a half after the game. Let me think. Is there anything that I could possibly do in Las Vegas an hour and a half after the game? I'll have to think about that one. I don't know that there's a whole lot that I could do, but I'm sure that I'll figure out something.
Yeah, he'll be doing Jaeger shots along with Batty and Ovi. I mean, he's going to be partying his ass off if the Caps win tonight. I mean, John Walton deserves it. And almost as much as the players.
Is there a light pole you can climb in Vegas? Sure there is.
Yeah, you know what? Better grease him up. There'll be a tall, bald guy climbing him here in a little while. Yeah.
How are you feeling about this game?
Really good. I mean, I don't think it's any different than it has been over the course of the last series, 6 weeks. I mean, I think going back to the Pittsburgh series, I don't think there's been a single game, win or lose. I mean, I think the only surprise, game five of the Tampa series where they really came out flat, is everything since then has been, all right, game one was wild and it really wasn't an indicator of what we were going to see in this series against Vegas, but they were right there and could have won that game, probably should have, and then since then have just imposed their will on this team. So it doesn't mean that it's going to go that way tonight. I think you're going to see the best of the Vegas Golden Knights in the first 10 minutes. Talking with Sabby as we went to dinner last night. I mean, I think we're pretty united in the thought that if it's scoreless at the end of 10 minutes and you're getting the best of what the crowd has to offer and the best of their push has to offer, and if the Caps get the first goal coming after that, it's going to be really, really difficult for Vegas to be able to respond. Because think about in game four, I mean, the Caps got the bounces. Absolutely they did. But they also were the better team. And the Knights were frustrated. You're down 3-1. This time of year, your body can only handle so much for both sides. It's a tall task to be able to come back and win three in a row. It's not that it can't happen. You want to put them right to the mat tonight, but I think as long as the Caps are able to hold them off early and get through that first initial surge of adrenaline, I think they're going to be fine.
John, there was lots of chippiness at the end of Game 4, frustrations clearly mounting for the Vegas Golden Knights. Do you see some of that spilling over into Game 5? And I'm sure Barry Trotz and the coaching staff has drilled into the guys' heads, don't get goaded into a stupid penalty, don't take the bait. Do you think it's chippy early tonight?
Well, that first part, or the second part is definitely true. You got to stay out of the box. I think the first part for Vegas, I think the what you saw at the end was born out of just sheer frustration. They don't have time for shenanigans. They're out of time, quite frankly, if they don't win tonight. If they're thinking about imposing will and running around and being donkeys, then this series is already won, and there won't be another game coming back to Washington. So I don't anticipate it, honestly. I think they have been frustrated. I think their top line, I don't think you've seen a lot of Jonathan Marchessault since the first game. I don't think you've seen a lot of William Karlsson, who, by the way, didn't even practice yesterday. They called it a maintenance day. He's playing tonight, but obviously not at 100%, so they're hurting anyway up top. Their fourth line's been pretty good, and Ryan Reeves can be physical, and he can still make a difference in other ways. Their fourth line needs to be contended with, but I don't see it being as physical as much as I do desperate coming from their side.
Mm-hmm. I think you kind of saw a little bit of that in Vegas in Game 4. I just think they just look so deflated. Even after Riley Smith scored, I think it was Riley Smith who scored the second one, they just didn't look that excited. I mean, I know it was 6-7 minutes left, and it's pretty much over, but I think you saw that, but
they're defeated.
Yeah, this is a little different though because they're going back to T-Mobile. They haven't lost four games in a row all season long, I don't believe. John, you would know better than me, but they're a significant favorite tonight. And if they win this game, they think, you know what? It's a series again.
Yeah, and feeding off the crowd is the key. I mean, they're going to come through the door with all of everything that's gone on in this city going back to October. And the fact that they have been so good at home all year, and they've been successful at home by quick starts. That's what I mean. The first 10 minutes, the crowd's going to be going nuts. This crowd still believes. This city still believes. Our Uber driver that took us to dinner two nights ago said, there's no question it's going 7. Why do you say that? He's like, the league just wants it to go 7. I'm like, I'm going to need some more details, sir, because I don't think that's exactly how this works. But I don't know that they totally get it, but I think they also totally believe that they've watched what this team has done all year, and they absolutely think that this is going to be a series again, and they think it's going to start here in Game 5. The players can buy into that if they get that first goal, if they feel it from the stands, and it starts to feel like it has for them through the course of the playoffs and the regular season. The problem for Vegas has been nothing the last two games has felt like the regular season. The Capitals have had an answer that the Winnipeg Jets didn't have, that the San Jose Sharks didn't have, and that the LA Kings didn't have. That's that clamp down in the neutral zone where the Caps don't go and attack and try and hit a moving target. They sit back and wait to pounce on your face. And that's what they've done for the last two games, and they've got no answer for it.
John, we saw lots of Caps fans making the trek out to Vegas for games 1 and 2. Are you seeing that same level of representation from red-clad fans out there in the desert for Game 5?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of hats. I've seen a lot of jerseys. I've seen a lot of T-shirts. I mean, just even walking around the south end of the Strip here yesterday. We were on our way to dinner. There was a very prominent and present Caps presence, which is awesome. I mean, just to be able to see that in the stands tonight, no doubt that there are some who, if you got the financial means and you follow this team for a while, I can't believe you wouldn't be on a plane here to try and come hopefully see what we've all been waiting for going back 43 years. I would expect that there would be as good a Caps presence as we saw here in Games 1 and Game 2 tonight.
John, a pretty cool story that just came out in the D.C. Sports Blog like about an hour ago about a Caps fan who spent 15 years visiting NHL arenas. He's seen the Caps play in every arena on the road except for T-Mobile, and he's going to be there for the game tonight. How cool would that be if he goes to T-Mobile and sees the Caps clinch in the last arena he's seen the Caps on the road in?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that would make that the best arena he's ever been to. I think that'd be a pretty good one to check out. Yeah, well, hopefully he gets to see history just like the rest of us tonight.
Hey, John, a little birdie says that when you're in Vegas, you like to go find a single-deck blackjack table and play that.
Usually a little double deck, but yes, that little birdie's correct. Yeah. It's funny too, because as I've talked about in a couple of places, the Washington media contingent has learned that Old Vegas has slightly better blackjack rules, if not quite as aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
So we've paraded a few. In fact, it's funny. I didn't go down last night. I wanted to rest. I wanted to be ready. But I had a couple of different media members who will remain nameless. I said, "You're really not coming tonight?" I'm like, No, tell the Cal I said hello, but no, not gonna see my shadow tonight.
Are you, John? Are you an amateur card counter then?
You're not a pit boss, are you?
A little bit, okay. Because if you're into like single deck, double deck, and all that, that tells
me easier to count cards.
Yeah, you're there for a reason.
Yeah, well, if you're going downtown and you're leaving the pool and the bikinis and the glitz and glamour to go hang out in the grime, there's probably a reason, too. Let's right. just leave it at that.
Yeah, you're for sure. Man.
For sure.
All right. Well, we're hoping that they can bring it back tonight. You know, I think
I don't want to mess around.
We're about 50-50 maybe in this room. I'm always scared. In these types of games,
yeah,
but
John's the opposite. He's
John's very confident. You're very confident in this.
Hey, he's called a bunch of Calder Cup wins, right?
Yeah, at the AHL level, 3 Calder Cup championships. In fact, with some of the guys on this roster, Braden Holtby was there, Jay Beagle was there. And quick note on Jay Beagle, guys: if the Caps win tonight, he will be the only player in hockey history that's won a Calder Cup, a Kelly Cup at the ECHL level, and the Stanley Cup. That's a pretty cool list to be on when you are the only guy on that list. So here's pulling for Jay tonight.
Now, John, right. If the Caps do win the Stanley Cup, whether it's tonight or in Game 6 or 7. Do you have like a kind of like a skeleton framework of what you know what the call is going to be when it happens, or is it just something that's organic and you just kind of roll with the punches depending on how the game unfolds?
It's mostly organic. I mean, I think it needs to be something that's a little reflective of what the pain has been over the course of 43 seasons right. and 43 playoffs that haven't. The first 42 didn't go very well. The 43rd is, Tom Wilson's number. Maybe that means Tommy gets a game winner tonight. But I think that it's something reflective of the moment, and the rest of it I kind of just trust that the words are going to come out right. That's the way I've always been. So that's, just like the players, you don't want to change anything tonight. You just do what you've done all along.
You're not a stumbler and a bumbler, believe me. Let me ask you this.
No, leave that to us.
Yeah, leave that to Cakes and our producers. Hey, let me ask you this. Are you getting the same vibe from, I don't know how many people you're talking to out there in Vegas, but is there the same vibe and fervor there for this game as there was for Game 1 and in Game 2? Or is it a little more deflated?
It's a great question. I mean, I think it's tough to tell. I mean, you see Knights fans, but as you guys know as well as anyone, I mean, this is tourist country once you're on the Strip, so you don't necessarily get the true feel of the locals, and I wasn't downtown at all at any point in this trip. So I feel like that the TV coverage is a little more surprised. I think they still have faith, but just in watching some of the local news coverage, and there's that "we still believe" theme on most of them, I don't think anybody's "aw shucks" are throwing in the towel. But it's a lot different than we were out here. It's like, "We're gonna sweep them." Right? Yeah, okay. Right. But
yeah, come back east and play yeah. these teams.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a little more muted. I think it's a little more realistic, but it's still hopeful, I think is probably the best way to put it.
All right, John, appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you. Hopefully we're talking to you. Are we going to talk to them tomorrow if they win?
If they win, we got to find a way.
We'll find a way.
We'll find a way. Yeah. We'll find a way if it happens. We can't say no to that.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, John. Have a great call tonight, buddy.
All right, fellas. Have a great day.
Yeah. All right, you too,
John
pal.
Walton, Caps play-by-play voice. You can hear him right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're your home for Caps playoff hockey.
Think about how – I was just thinking about this yesterday. Think about how long – I mean, obviously the Caps did it one time in 98.
Yeah.
But how long the season has been. They started in September.
Well, the playoffs itself. They've been in the playoffs for 2 months.
I know.
By the way, Valdez and Drab T-shirt are lobbying that they deserve the Conn Smythe Trophy because they have not played Get That Stanley once during the playoff run. Hence, one win away from the Stanley
Somebody's saying we're missing a huge opportunity for an emotional hedge here. Like a big bet on
Because you can bet Vegas. You can bet them in the series at 5.5 to 1.
Right. So you put 100, right?
Then you win 550.
You win 550.
If they come back and
if they come back and win.
I mean, so you why spend, are we not spend doing $100
I thought about it.
Spend $100 to guarantee a Stanley Cup.
You know guarantee what? Happiness.
As much as I love money,
I like
that money would, that to me that would be blood money. I wouldn't spend dirty money. It'd be dirty money.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that bad when it's in your hands.
Yeah, it would feel bad. It would feel like drug money or blood money.
I've done it before and it feels pretty good. It does soften the, it does soften the blow.
Not me. Not taking blood money for the Caps.
But you
can
also
series.
Look at it as the other way is that you're paying for, you know what I mean, like kind of, if the if you pay $100,
I'm not the biggest fan of the emotional hedge. It's not my thing.
Yeah, you did it a couple weeks ago though. You did do it.
I did it?
Yes, I forget which game.
If I did it, I blocked it out.
Yeah, you did do it.
If I did it, I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember him doing it. I don't think I did.
No, he did.
Oh. I don't like the
Valdez,
emotional
don't
hedge.
You remember? Cakes did it. I can't remember if it was for a Wiz game or for it was an early Caps game.
Honestly, I forget.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bruce DeHugger because I think the longer we have him on hold, the
that's
worse
when
he
it
performs.
Falls apart. Yeah.
Because he forgets.
Yeah. Bruce, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
Good. Okay.
You got an announcement?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead.
Is Bismarck Louis, second most famous resident.
Yeah, buddy. You got
Bismarck it. Bismarcky is Bowie's second most famous resident?
Correct.
Is it behind Bruce DeHugger?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Just want to make sure.
Who's bigger than Bruce?
The Junks. Oh. We were Bowie residents at one point.
Didn't Kathy Lee always claim she was from West Annapolis
yes.
or something like that?
Yeah. Well, I think she went to Bowie High School for a
Bruce,
minute.
Bruce, are you going to be rocking the red? Are you going to rock the red tonight and root for the Caps to win the Stanley Cup?
Yes, I will.
Nice.
Who is your favorite all-time Washington Capital?
I like Alex.
He likes Alex. Well,
who doesn't? Of course.
Alex. All right, great.
It's a good pick.
Hey, Bruce, have a great weekend, okay, buddy?
Well, I know. I got a prediction.
Okay. Prediction, go ahead.
5-2.
5-2.
5-2 Caps?
Bumrise City.
Caps.
Oh, 5-2 Caps.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Bruce.
My pants will definitely be on the ground if it's 5-2.
Go Caps.
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, right, let's get a Let's Go Caps out of them real quick.
Let's Go Caps, Bruce?
Yes.
You want to say Let's Go Caps?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's go, Cap.
Nice.
Let's go, Cap.
Let's go, Cap.
Let's go, Cap.
Get us fired up.
Hey, and if they win, victory buns.
All right, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
With Lurch.
Let's go, Cap.
All right, we got it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.